There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Ox Lang, an OPM podcast by the Philippine Daily Inquirer, powered by Puma Podcast. At ako po ang host nyo, si Tina Arceo Dumlao. Actually, economic journalist po ako at business features editor ng Inquirer. Hilig ko lang po talaga ang music, particularly OPM. And we want to share that love with you through this podcast. For this one, dahil February, pag-uusapan natin ang ilang mga classic na love song na talaga namang hilig nating mga Pinoy. Sabi nga nila, most of our songs are either about the ecstasy of falling in love or the agony of falling out of love. Mga hugot din, mga pangsawi. Helping us talk about some of these classics is our good friend, Noel Cabangon, a multi-awarded folk singer, composer, and recording artist. Here, he lists down the love songs he wished he could have written. In no particular order, here's the first one.
Sa akin ang una, yung siguro because it's one of my favorite love songs, yung Ang Aking Awitin by Bong Gabriel.
Ang Aking Awitin is a song written and performed by Bong Gabriel. It was an entry in the second Metropop, written in 1979. It was not one of the top three winners, but it was a finalist in that very crowded field. That included Apo Hiking's Ewan, written by Louie Ocampo and Rowena Arrieta, and the grand prize winner that year was Bulag Pipi at Bingi, interpreted by Freddy Aguilar and written by the late Snafu Rigor. Why?
Well, it's simple. Maganda. It's folk. Simple rin yung message. And siguro dahil torpe din ako eh. Kaya very simple kasi yung lyrics eh. Bakit di ko maamin?
Bakit di ko maamin sa iyo?
Ang tunay na awitin ng love ko. Di ko nais mabuhay pa kung wala sa piling mo. Ngunit di ko pa rin maamin sa'yo. Torpe ka kasi. Ang aking awitin. So, hindi mo masabi-sabi yung... Kaya lalalalala na lang yung kanya.
Aside from the lyrics, it has a melody that is at the same time simple and memorable.
Ang unang nag-attract sa akin yung melody. And then I listen to the lyrics. So, pag maganda yung melody, sometimes kahit pangit yung lyrics, nadadala na rin ng melody.
Some songwriters have said that for a song to become a hit or a classic, dapat pwedeng pang-karaoke agad. For Noel, that is what makes this song so appealing. A relatable message wrapped up in a package anyone can sing along to.
Ibig sabihin nun yung melodic, yung melody niya talagang simple lang. Hindi masyadong komplikado, walang mga masyadong augmented or diminished na mga chords. Four chords, simple. So you only go through that chord progression.
Darama.
Let's move on to number two.
My second choice? Well, I wish I wrote Ngayon at Kailanman.
Wow, okay.
It's really
George Canseco classic.
Oh, classic.
Ngayon at Kailanman was a song written in 1977 by the late great George Canseco.
Ngayon at kailanman, sumpa ko'y iibigin ka. Ngayon at kailanman.
It was the first single released by Basil Valdez when he turned solo. He started his career as part of the Circus Band in the early 1970s. So this song is what catapulted a young Basil into one of the most respected vocalists today. Is it the singer that made the song or the song that made the singer? Did Ngayon at Kailanman make Basil or did his vocals make the song a classic?
I think it's the song that made the singer.
Okay.
For me, given ka agad yung, yung beauty nung kante. Of course, coupled with the voice of the wailing voice of Basil Valdez, which is perfect.
What was it about the song that made it so powerful?
Lyrically, ang ganda niya, ano? Ang daming images, no?
Malilimot ka lang kapag ang araw at bituin ay di na matanaw. Kapag tumigil ang daigdig at di na gumala.
And then, Pinoy na Pinoy talaga, no? Na siguro it's a modern kundiman at that time.
The kundiman is a classic form of the Filipino love song, an adaptation of the old Spanish songs we heard from the colonial period. It's derived from the phrase kung hindi man, if it were not the case, o diba, hugot? And of course, kung gusto mo ng hugot, Basil had the perfect voice for it.
Malungkot boses
Malungkot
niya.
Ng boses niya.
Perfect for a love
he
song,
has a
right?
He wailing voice.
Sa bawat arawang pag-ibig ko sa'yo,
Noel's third song is
Kahit Maputi Na Ang Buhok Ko.
Kahit Maputi Na Ang Buhok Ko is a song written by singer-songwriter Ray Valera. It was first sung by a young Sharon Cuneta.
Tayo ay matanda na, sana'y di tayo magbago.
Kahit Maputi Na Ang Buhok Ko, as Ray Valera says, was inspired by the Beatles' When I'm 64. There are many versions of this song, including this one by Noel Cabangon.
Kailanman, nasaan may ito ang pangarap ko, makuha.
Kasi ni-revive ko siya, mm-hmm. And then binigyan ko siya ng ibang take. I veered away from the original interpretation ni Sharon Cuneta.
Nagtatanong lang sa'yo, ako ba kaya'y ibigin mo?
Kung maputi na ang buhok ko.
So Noel in his version made the conscious effort to sing it in his own unique way, which he developed over many years as a folk singer and as part of the protest music group Buklod. Buklod is known mainly for two songs, Kanlungan and Tatsulok, which was revived for younger generations by Bamboo.
Hindi lang siya yung commitment sa isang romantic or relationship, pero yung commitment mo rin sa isang advocacy mo, parang ganun.
Okay.
Na, well, siyempre, di ba, hanapan mo lang na angulo. Pasok naman eh.
Okay.
Pag-ibig ko'y lagi sa'yo, kahit maputi, kahit maputi. maputi na ang buhok ko.
What's your next?
Siguro yung bago-bago naman.
Okay.
Gusto ko yung kahit kailan ni...
Kahit kailan ba?
Ni...
South Border?
South Border, okay. J. Durias.
Kahit Kailan by South Border. It's a song performed by an R&B group that gained popularity in the late 90s. The song was released in 1996 and awarded Song of the Year by many radio stations.
Maganda yung kanta, the way it's written, and the chord progression is really, it's really nice. Soul siya, it's a modern soul. Nagtarang ng isip. Tarang.
Isip, di raw maintindihan kung anong nararamdaman.
Kahit Kailan is iconic, especially that signature moment, that one high vocal note that blends into a saxophone sound.
Do you think there's a difference, let's say, lyrically, no? How Jay wrote that and how, let's say, Ray writes songs?
Malayo, magkaiba, malayo. Kasi itong kay Jay,
R&B
na soul, samantalang yung kay Ray Valera ay folk na wala siyang mga major seven o mga flatted fifth, mga ganyan.
You sing that, but not, I'm sure, not in the same way that Jay sang it.
Sometimes kasi ginagawa ko simple yung pagdugtog para pwedeng gawin nung iba.
Ah, okay.
Minsan ginagawa ko, binabawasan ko yung chords nila.
This song is a departure from the songs you would expect Noel to like. There's a complexity here you don't find from the genre like folk.
Pero yung style, kasi... guitar-based ako eh. So, kailangan. Siya naman piano. So, mas sa piano kasi
mas
marami
madali,
kang pwedeng
actually,
ilagay
yeah.
na mga notes, no? Na palabok. Pero sa gitara, medyo malalayo.
Okay.
So, kailangan. Simpler.
Okay.
But at the same time, it also gives you that strain na may pagka jazzy R&B mga ganun. Ganun din naman yung ibig sabihin yung kanta, no? Kahit kailan di kita iiwan. Ganun pa rin yung promise. Maraming ganun eh yung promise.
Asahan mo na kahit kailan di kita.
So what's the last on your list?
Willie Cruz, Kahit Na. Kahit na, kailangan kantahin, ikaw pa ay lumisan.
Kahit na, ikaw pa ay lumisan. Halik mo'y...
Kahit Na is a song that launched the solo career of Zsa Zsa Padilla, who at one time was one of the vocalists of Hot Dog. Willie Cruz had many other songs in his library, more notable of which are Never Ever Say Goodbye and the Sharon Cuneta classics like Bituin Walang Ningning. But Willie said that this was the first song he wrote about a love story that didn't really work.
may ibang
oo nga, pwede.
may third party, parang ganun. That's true.
It's that kind of meaning in the song that wasn't really heard of at that time. It has a bit of a different feel. It's not traditionally what our songs are about.
Dahil iba yung kwento.
Iba yung kwento, okay. Iba yung
kwento. Ibang-iba na siya sa iba na siya dun sa iba na parang yun na nga, nagpa-promise, masyadong madikit, no? Malagkit. Ito, ibang strain eh, ibang, uy, may tension.
Diba, sa simula, sinabi mong walang matitiyak, kaya't ligaya.
But even musically, there were differences between Willy Cruz and George Canseco.
Lyrics ni Canseco, the way he writes and the way he uses the images.
Yan, malayo.
Ibang-iba. Uy, Canseco yan. Mm-hmm. Parang ganon. And then yung chord progression niya, uy, mala Canseco yan. Ganon.
And then Willie, how would you describe Willie's?
Si Willy Cruz may, ano eh, may malakas yung foreign influence eh.
Cruz was musical director of the group Ambivalent Crowd, which also included the likes of Celeste Legazpi. They did a lot of musical theater, Broadway songs, and grand musical productions.
Pero siguro nakikinig siya ng mga yon, Broadway, Michel Legrand, mm-hmm. Mga ganun.
He did that
yung,
a lot, yeah.
Mga ganun.
So it's reflected in his songs. Okay.
Yeah. Yung ganun sophistication. Yung ano? Kumbaga, yung kay ano, kay Willie, parang may sophistication yung kanya. And even yung lyrics writing niya.
Habang kapiling ka, tingay ay walang hanggan.
So those are the five Noel wished he could have written. So, what makes a good classic love song? Obviously, from Noel, it's a mixed bag. It could be a simple song with a clear message and relatable melody. It could be a grand imagery or sophisticated lyricism, or just something that just sounds different.
Pero nagbabago yung taste eh, ng okay. Bawat generation. Katulad ngayon, kailangan hugot. Nasasaktan, may pinaghuhugutan kang experience, tapos gripping yung music mo,
mm-hmm.
Parang okay. Or heart-wrenching ba, parang ganun yung music na very relatable. Iba rin, kasi iba yung panahon ni na George Canseco. Mm-hmm. Mabulaklak sila eh, mm-hmm. Matalinhaga. Na-carry over, nakuha ni na, kasi maiksi lang naman yung difference ng kay Ray Valera. Tapos, na-carry over yun. Pare-pareho, iba-ibang nagbabago rin. Iba yung taste, iba yung technology, iba yung sound. Maraming mga factors eh. Pero to make a magical song that will be timeless, ang hirap mong sabihin na ito yung formula.
But there must be something. Some key ingredient to make a love song work.
It's yung siguro sincere na expression galing sa experience.
And that's it for our first episode of Ox Lang, isang podcast ng Philippine Daily Inquirer powered by Puma Podcast. Salamat uli sa ating guest, Noel Cabangon. Huwag kalimutang mag-subscribe sa Ox Lang on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor. I-follow kami sa Facebook and Twitter at Ox Lang. Hanggang sa susunod na episode, mabuhay ang OPM.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.